This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today we pick up on an interview with author and speaker Sheridan Voysey about the human desires of the soul.
I look at the rise of counselling centres over the last couple of decades. These have, in fact, I think the Australian Bureau of Statistics still points to counselling centres and still puts them as one of the strongest, if not the greatest, growth area of business for Australia. Now, again, I ask those questions, why and why now in particular? Now, I think counselling centres are brilliant, by the way. Some people hear me talking about these things and say, oh, what's wrong? No, counselling centres are great. Yeah. Why now? And why are they so successful and so, I guess, popular right now? We're looking for liberation from our hurts and from the things that have been done to us and from all sorts of strife and challenges that we've got ourselves into.
One of the things you mentioned earlier in an earlier conversation was the great longing of someone to listen to us. Well, counselling's a place where you, if nothing else, you get that, right? Oh, you do get deep and focused listening.
Oh, you certainly do. And again, looking at the Australian context, the single-person household is now the largest proportion of households in Australia and the fastest growing. Now, I don't think all of the 2 million, I think it is, 2 million people living in single-person households are lonely. However, if you've got nobody else around...
Many of them may well be.
Indeed.
So people wanting to be free from, I guess, the brokenness of the world, they're seeking liberation from that. What about the idea of forgiveness? You've mentioned this before as well, that people are looking to rid themselves of guilt.
Yes, yes. And this is fascinating, Simon. Two things to mention there. Number one is to see the way that the psychological professions have actually taken on forgiveness. Again, over the last decade, two decades or so, forgiveness used to be the domain of the church. It used to be a spiritual quality, a spiritual discipline. And over the last couple of decades, it's been taken up by psychology and psychiatry as a tool of the trade. And so that now there's a whole kind of burgeoning area of research done into the power of forgiveness. That's one very interesting trend. The other one is almost a little bit more comical, and it's the rise of what they call the secular confessional.
Okay.
So we used to have confessionals. If you were part of maybe a high church background, where you'd go into a big cathedral maybe, and there'd be...
Someone to confess your sins to.
Confess your sins to. You wouldn't see them. They're behind a screen maybe, all anonymous, etc. We've walked away from that, of course. But now these secular confessionals are springing up. They take on a variety of forms. Some of them are just simply websites, and they have domains like, notproud.com and airyoursins.com and things like that. Some of them are even just hybrid art projects. I think of a guy called Frank Warren who started up something called the Post Secret kind of campaign.
He handed out the postcards.
Postcards.
This is amazing, isn't it? People. Yeah. So he handed out postcards to people, asked them to write something on it.
Something that they wanted to confess and illustrate it and send it back to him. I think he sent out originally 100 postcards. He just stood on a street corner and handed them out. The 100 came back, and then more kept on coming back. Wow. People were making their own, and he gets thousands every week now. I think it's about 1,000 every week. He still gets years down the track. People wanting to confess things. Now, of course, some of this is is voyeuristic, and some of these people just simply want to... It's not just simply to get rid of guilt, but some of them are really seeking a sense of liberation from personal guilt. I remember one particular comment I read on a website which said, I am feeling so guilty after cheating on my boyfriend. I need to confess this to someone, even if it's just a website.
Indeed. What does Christian faith still have to offer us in this regard?
Well,
liberation.
If you confess, if all you do is confess, where is the resolution? If you kind of type a sentence into a website, even if you confess to somebody else, and I actually think that's a really good thing to actually get it off, as long as they're a trusted person, by the way, that can actually have some degree of value. But where is the ultimate resolution? You've still got that boyfriend that you've cheated. And many people will say that even just talking about it wasn't enough to get over the sense of guilt. I felt like I had to make some sort of restitution. Sometimes you can't. What happens in those kinds of settings? How can you really get rid of your guilt? Again, the Christian faith would say there is a God who loves you, a God who set up a whole system by which personal guilt could be dealt with. Started in a little tribe called the Israelites, but came into his very own system as the sacrifice and actually died to pay the penalty of the wrong that you and I have done. Because if we're feeling guilty, some of it, of course, is false guilt, but the fact is we all know we have done stuff that deserves some sort of cosmic retaliation. God took that on himself, absorbed it, and said, you can now go free. Oh, I just find that incredibly good news.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.